Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in.
You are listening to episode 16, titled The Gift of Frankincense. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. I wanted to talk about frankincense today to give you a little bit more knowledge on this oil and how/why it is a part of our connection roller. I have used essential oils in my home for years, and I love the natural health benefits that they can provide for us. So I've been really familiar with frankincense for a long time. It is known in the oil world actually as the king of all oils, mostly because it can help you with just about anything. It can help with skincare, anxiety, hair, different health purposes, and it has also been found to be used for hundreds of years in many religions when it comes to prayers, rituals, and ceremonies for power and anointment. So, before the connection roller ever existed, I actually would use frankincense by itself on the palms of my hands to self-diffuse multiple times a day, most days of my week. For those of you that are not familiar with what self-diffusing is, it's simply just cupping your hands over your mouth and nose after putting the oil on the palms of your hands and breathing in that essential oil. This is a super effective and just a fast way to get the oil quickly into your body and starting to feel those benefits almost immediately. So I personally was really drawn to the scent of frankincense for a long time, and I could tell that it would help me in really relaxing my body and my mind, and I used it a lot to help me find moments of stillness throughout my day. It was just a good way for me to stop, take a second, and help reground myself when I was feeling like I was losing my patience or was going to lose my patience, or I just needed a moment to recompose. I would always be picking my frankincense for this. When I started prayer journaling, self-diffusing with frankincense just naturally started happening because it was already a part of my routine, and it really just made sense to add this beforehand because I knew it would help me find a present moment, find stillness that I knew would be helpful when communicating with God. So one of my best friends was also adding in prayer journaling to her day, and she was doing a similar thing with self-diffusing oil, but she was using the oil bergamot. One night we decided to add these two oils together to self-diffuse before journaling, and we both immediately fell in love with the scent of this combination, which is where the connection roller blend came from. I think it would be safe to assume that most people that are not in the essential oil world have most likely heard of frankincense, simply because we know it was one of the three gifts given at Christ's birth from the three kings. Like I mentioned previously, frankincense for hundreds of years has been used in many religions, prayers, rituals, ceremonies, etc. And I had assumed that because of the common use of it, maybe that was why it was given as a gift to the Savior. It wasn't until recently that I learned that there was actually a much deeper meaning to the gift of frankincense than just the fact that it was a well-loved religious oil. Frankincense is a white resin or gum, and it is obtained from a tree by making incisions in the bark and then allowing the gum to flow out of the tree. It is highly fragrant, especially when burned, which is partially why it is used in worship, where they burn frankincense as a pleasant offering to God. The gift of frankincense to the Christ child was symbolic of his willingness to become a sacrifice, wholly giving up himself as an offering. Frankincense now is a worldwide symbol of holiness and righteousness. I love knowing this little bit of backstory to frankincense and why it was chosen to be given to the Christ child as a gift. And it has really made my connection roller become that much more important and sacred to me as I can show up to God using this oil, offering up my time and energy as a small way of showing my gratitude for his sacrifice, his time, and his energy spent on me. For today's thought, I would love for you to ponder specifically on how you personally can use the symbolism of this frankincense oil in your connection roller as some type of an offering to God. Now would be the perfect time to pull out your Hear Him journal and now that connection roller to continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. Love you guys.